side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a privilege it is today for us to be able to return and share with you another Souls Harbor worship service. I'm Pastor Rick Libby, the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministry. Today, I'll be leading you in this service with the help of the Holy Spirit. We're trusting that through every word that is spoken, every song that is sung, that your heart and life will receive encouragement, strength, comfort, and peace of mind. We have been going through some very hard times of late. It seems like that the longer these things continue on, the weaker we may seem to grow. It's hard to maintain your strength when you're not able to do the things that you would normally do to stay strong. But here we are today in the midst of this great trial of our lives. We're depending on something to happen that can help us. Well, the thing that I would advise you to do is turn to a source that you can turn to no matter what the circumstances of your life may try to dictate to you. Today, there is a source of strength that always makes the difference. You'll find it in the message of this song that Wanda St. Peter is coming to share with us. She's coming to sing a song that I think you might know. If you know it, please sing along with her, but sing it as a prayer that God would gladly answer if you would ask Him for His help today. She's coming to sing Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with Thee. Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but Thou
I'm thankful today that God is just a prayer away. I know it sounds so simple, but I'm glad it's simple. For if it was complex, if it was difficult, it might mean we could not do what we needed to do in order to receive the help that we needed from Him. But because it is simple, it's as simple as just asking God for His help, we can receive the help that we have need of. If you're in a situation today where you need the help of the Lord, then listen to the words of this song that Sue Ellen Deera and Nyla Carmichael are coming to share with us. For in this song, they're going to be talking about the promise that God has made to us if we would call on His name. So today, while they're singing, why don't you do it? You'll find out that He's just a prayer away, that even before the end of this song, you can begin to receive the help that you need from God, the help that only God can provide. Listen to the words of this song as they come to sing, Call on Me. Think after hearing a song like that we need to take the advice that we have just heard. We need to call upon the Lord. For surely today, when we do that, the Lord will hear our cry and He will come to give us the help that we have need of. Today, as we go to God in prayer, I want to pray for those that are being affected by this terrible infectious virus that is spreading. Over the last few days, we have received word of many of our viewers that have contracted this virus and now are in a fight for their lives. We've also heard of some folk, some precious dear friends of ours, that have been taken through this virus that came to their lives. Today our heart goes out to these families. What we have heard them say is, it's bad enough to lose our loved ones, but it was even worse that we couldn't be there to be by their side as they were saying goodbye to this world. We understand the heaviness of the load that is put upon the shoulders of so many today. Our heart goes out to you. We're asking God to help you, to put into your life a strength that is beyond that you and I are able to have on our own. We need God's divine help. So today, as I lead you in prayer, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to, first of all, ask God for His healing virtue for those that are battling sickness. Secondly, I'm going to ask God to be with those who are mourning the loss of their loved ones, who didn't have the opportunity to say goodbye to those that they cared so deeply for. Today, would you pray with me and let's remember these folks together? Heavenly Father, I can't begin to imagine the things that so many of our viewers are going through. We know that people's lives are being touched as a result of this sickness that has spread throughout our land. I pray that, God, you would send your divine healing virtue to your children today who are battling for their lives. We don't understand why it had to come to them, but Lord, since it has, we are depending upon the only sure thing that we know that can help them. Doctors may not have a cure. They may not know what to do in order to reverse the effect of this virus. But God, we know one touch of your hand is all that it will take. So I pray for your divine healing virtue to flow to these that are battling such great sickness today. And then for those who have lost loved ones, I pray that your Holy Spirit would do just as you promised it would do, that it would come to be our comforter. I pray that you will give strength to those that seem to only have weakness. I pray that you will comfort those hearts that are in such turmoil over the things that have come to their lives. I pray, Lord, that though we can't replace our loved ones, Lord, you can fill the hole that has been left in their absence. So I pray that you will be with those that mourn, that you will bring comfort and peace to their lives today. Lord, we will surely give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for the help that we receive. For we've asked you these things today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Standing sure, though storms may dash against it, it always shall endure. This fortress is my Jesus, he's a rock that is so true, and this rock will never tremble under you. I'm glad that the rock will never tremble under you. Oh, but it will stand through every storm you go through. You may tremble on that rock, some people do. But this rock will never tremble under you. How firm the great foundation that undergirds my soul. No storm can overthrow it, no wave or it can roll. So build your life upon it, for it will see you through. And this rock will never tremble under you. go through. Now you may tremble on that rock, some people do, but this rock will never tremble under you. I'm glad that the rock will never tremble under you. Oh, but it will stand through every storm you go through. Now you may tremble on that rock, some people do, but this rock will never tremble under you. Now you may tremble on that rock, some people do, but this rock will never tremble under you.
It would seem like in our world today that everything that can be shaken is being shaken. We're not so confident in things as we were before this latest set of circumstances and situations have come our way. When it's more than just our personal world, when it becomes our state, our country, even the entire planet that we're living on, it's hard to hold our chin up and look at the future and be confident that everything's going to be all right. But as we look to the future, let's let the past remind us that if God was there to help us in our yesterdays, and He did some amazing, incredible things in order to get to us the kind of help we needed, then surely with the things that we're going through today and the things that we will go through tomorrow, God will be able to help us again. Let the words of this song that Bethany Grabel is coming to sing build your faith, give you confidence, encourage you that if God did it once, He can do it again. This song always touches my heart because whenever I hear it sung, I remember some of those moments when it looked like nothing could be done, but then God did it. And I've gone through some of those situations enough times that I know that every time I come to it, God is going to help me one more time. Listen to the words of this song as Beth comes to sing, He'll Do It Again.
Feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. Proven time and time again, He'll take care of you, and He'll do it again. Yes, He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look where you are now and where you've been, as if He always come through for you. He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. God knows the things that you're going through, and He knows how you're hurting. You see, He knows just how your heart, it's been broken
into. And he's the God of the stars, of the sun and the seas, and he is your Father. He can calm the storm, and I know he'll find some way to fix this for you.
Friend, did you do it today? While she was singing that song, did you stop, take a look at where you are now and where you have been? Won't you agree that God has always come through for you? Oh, I know there'll be some that will want to argue that point. You'd like to be able to say that God failed you. He let you down. But today, I know He came through for you, because you couldn't be here if He hadn't. Somehow God has worked a miracle on your behalf. Maybe it wasn't in the way that you were expecting Him to, but nevertheless, He did it. He helped you when you needed His help. Today, I think it would be good for us to join Ken and Annette McDonald as they come to sing our next song, to recognize God's goodness in our life, to take a moment to thank Him for being there when we have needed Him. Oh, the list of what God has done for us is long, too long for us to talk about in this one service today. And surely, as you begin to think of one thing that He did for you, you'll think of something else. Today, we have so much to thank Him for.
When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. But His blessings He freely gives, I owe my
my life to him. I've got so much to thank him for.
I've got
so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me.
When
I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
Sometimes while on this way I kneel and I stop and say, Lord, thank you for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach heaven's shore, oh please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank him for. I've got
so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me.
When
I think of what he's done
and
where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
I've got
so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. You see, he's been so good to me.
When
I think of what he's done
and where
he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from,
I've got so much to thank him for.
As quickly as I can today, I need to take just a couple of moments out of this morning worship service to talk to you about the needs of the Souls Harbor Ministry. Today, we need your help. I am very grateful for those that have risen up to help us by going the extra mile over these last few days. Without your help, I really don't feel like that we would be here to have this service with you today. But some of you have made the difference by giving an extra gift this month or going beyond what you might normally do. And then, of course, we've had some new folks that have joined us that have also made a contribution that has made the difference. I can't say it enough today. Thank you for helping us. We are so very grateful for those that are willing to share the burden of this ministry with us. I think that most of you know, but perhaps some of our newest audience members may not know, this ministry exists purely through the free will offerings of you, the viewer. What that simply means is this, that without your help, this ministry will not be able to continue on. It cannot exist without your help. I know today that we could pray a prayer and God could make the finances fall out of heaven so that we could take care of the expenses of airing this ministry. That hasn't happened in over the 50 years that we have been here. But it could, and if God did it that way, then I wouldn't come back to ask you for your help. But since he hasn't, this is the only thing I know to do to be able to return for another week to, again, provide a worship service for so many of you that are unable to attend church today. We've gotten a lot of cards and letters here in the last few days thanking us for being here because this has been the only worship service they've been able to enjoy over these last few weeks. Who would ever have thought that we would be a little over a month now without being able to open our church doors? I understand the reasons for doing it. And I agree, it's the best thing, the safest thing to do. But I'll also admit to this, I'm getting a little impatient. I'll be glad when it's over so that we can get back together with our church family. I miss my church family. I like being around them. And for a month now, I've not been able to do that. Even though I've been able to take part in a service over the phone, I still, it's just not like being there. So I'll be anxious for this to be over. Thank you for remembering your local church. Thank you for continuing to send them support, even though you're not able to attend physically a worship service. They need your help today, so please, before you do anything, even before you help this ministry, please remember the local church where you attend. Make sure that their needs are being met. I know that if you'll do that, God will take care of us here at Souls Harbor. He'll do that just as He has been doing it. He'll do that through those that can make the difference for us. So today, while we thank those that have helped us in the past, right up until this morning, you have made the sacrifices. You have done what you could. We appreciate that. But today is a new day, and we're adding to our expenses by sharing this service with you. So please, if you can help us, do so. Prayerfully consider what God would have you to do, for I know that if you'll be obedient to His word, God will bless you for it. I believe the promises of God are true, that when we give to the cause of the kingdom of God, God always blesses the gift that is given. I'm going to give you our contact information. Please, in the next few days, if you would, contact us with the help that you'd like to give so that we can continue on to provide these Sunday morning worship services for you. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. To make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. You can also, in the U.S., make a contribution online. Just go to our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. Please just click on the donate button there at the bottom of the homepage, and you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. One more time, I want to say it today. Thank you. I know words are just not enough to express our gratitude for everybody that's helped to make a difference for us over these last few days. We know that there are still a great concern over our economy, that even once the virus begins to fade away, there will be some long-lasting effects of what we have gone through. Today we're praying for everybody that is a part of this ministry, that God will somehow help you through these tough times, that He's looking after you, not to just keep you safe from this virus that is spreading throughout the land, but that God will also supply your every need as you wait for this thing to pass. I know it will pass. I know that better times are ahead. But let's agree today, it's getting a little hard to be patient while we're waiting for that to happen. We thought it would end quickly, and it hasn't. And we're enduring all of these things that have come our way. I still happen to believe that there is a source of help that can help us no matter how our needs are being manifested. Today, we're just going to trust God that as we touch the cross of Calvary, that symbol that says to us that God has taken the necessary means to provide for all of our needs, as soon as we can touch that cross, everything is going to be all right. Just before I share a message from the Word of God, I'm going to go over and sing, "I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary." Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned, though it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load is lightened. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If these feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, when he slips his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Very soon I will reach the hill Golgotha. I'll touch the cross, so crudely fashioned from a tree. And if just one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right, because now I've touched Calvary. Feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, when he slips his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right, because now I've touched Calvary. If these feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, when he slips his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right, because now I've touched Calvary. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. I do thoroughly believe today that when Jesus went to the top of Golgotha's hill, where he laid down his life for you and I, through the events of Calvary, he has made a way for us for every need that we would ever experience in our lives. If he did nothing else, he provided for us an open door where we can call upon the name of the Lord and ask God for his help. Today, if there was ever a time when mankind needed the help of the Lord, it's this day that we're living in. It does little good, however, for God to provide the means for our needs to be met if we, first of all, don't believe that God will do it. Faith is the issue, I think. Because if we have no faith, we won't even call upon God. We won't even believe that there is a God to call upon. Our faith will make the difference. Now, I think it's fair to say that faith has always made the difference. It has either made us or it has broken us. The lack of faith will break us. If we have no faith, we have no help. But if we have faith today, then faith yields hope. And with faith and hope, our outlook becomes positive rather than negative. We see that God can make a way rather than to feel like there is no way that can be made. I can't tell you today how God's going to do it. Our needs go beyond the current pandemic that we're in. Our needs go beyond the situation that seems to be surrounding all of us today. There are needs that we would have whether there was a pandemic or not, because it's just the way life is. Life seems to be good to us, and then suddenly the rug gets pulled out and we find ourselves on the floor looking up, wondering what happened. I don't want to discourage anybody today. I want to encourage you by letting you know that when life treats you that way, when it seems like you are being treated unfairly, there is God to help us. But if we're going to receive the help of the Lord, we need to exercise our faith. Now, I know I don't have much time to deal with this subject today. Time has once again gotten away from us. But I do want to take the time to read some scripture here that will help you as you think about it after this service has come to a conclusion. In the Gospel of Mark, Mark, the 11th chapter, I want us to read something that Jesus is sharing with His disciples. It's a simple little discourse, yet I think it tells us exactly what we need to hear from Him today. Remember, Jesus is saying this. That puts even more credence on it than if man had just said it. Jesus is helping us to understand how things can be done. In Mark chapter 11, beginning with verse 22, it says here, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Can it really be that simple that we just exercise some faith and we ask God for His help, and in asking for His help, God meets our need? Oh, I know that there is perhaps more that goes along with that than just the simplicity of that response, but yet that really is all that it is. The hard part is up to God. All we have to do is have faith in God. Through that faith, we ask God for His help, and as we ask God for His help, because we have faith, we receive the help that we have need of. Look at what Jesus said in Mark 11, 22. It's simple. It doesn't need a long explanation. He simply says, have faith in God. The first thing we need to acknowledge as we read what Jesus is saying here is that He is saying there is a God to have faith in. Oh, I know the systems of belief of God are varied today. There are many of them. There is the deistic viewpoint of God, where God created the universe and then left it to evolve by itself. There is the atheistic viewpoint of God, where some don't even believe that God exists. There is the agnostic viewpoint of God. He believes in the existence of God, but believes that God cannot be known. Then there is the pantheistic viewpoint of God. He believes that everything is God, and God is everything. Therefore, God is a necessary but unconscious force working in the world. There is the polytheistic viewpoint of God. He believes that there are many gods. And then there is the theistic or monotheistic viewpoint of God, where we believe there is only one God and that He is a personal God. That's the viewpoint I subscribe to. I believe there is only one God. And I believe that in that one God, we can find a very personal relationship. That's a lot of what we have shared with you in this service today. It's through our personal relationship with God that we find the source of help that we have need of. It's our first line of help. It's not the last resort. It should never be the last resort. Our faith in God ought to put us in a position where we go to God first, and then we let God lead us to those places that can possibly make a difference in our lives. Sometimes we don't have to do anything but just stand and wait for God. God just does it for us. He speaks the word. His hand touches whatever needs to be touched. He provides for us the thing that we have need of simply because we had faith. Faith makes the difference. When we look around us today, we can see the evidence that God is there. If you're willing to open your eyes to believe it. Now, if you're content to keep your eyes shut so that you can feel good about being a lie, believing in a lie, then you just keep doing what you're doing and you'll get the results that you've been getting. But if you'll open up your eyes and look around you, everywhere we look, we can see the evidence that there is God. That's what Jesus is telling us here. Have faith in God. If you'll let your eyes tell you, if you'll let your ears convince you, if you'll open up your heart to believe, you'll find the evidence that you have need of that God is there. Not only is He there, but He's there to help us in our times of need. Today, I believe that everything we have need of, we can find in Him. You see, faith translates to hope in the face of disaster. Have there not been plenty of disasters happening around us of late? But in the midst of those things, when the news is bad, there is hope. It is faith in God. It is that hope that we have in Him that helps us to understand. The good news is the bad news is wrong. The world may say this is how it's going to be, but until God says this is how it's going to be, it'll never be like the world says it's going to be. The world lacks the authority that only God possesses. Faith translates to life in the face of death. Faith translates to light in the face of darkness. Faith translates to joy in the face of sorrow. Faith translates to singing in the face of groaning. Without faith, we have lost it all. But with faith, we have found it all. For you see, Matthew helps us understand, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. That's what Jesus is telling us today. If we believe as we ask, we shall receive those things that we have faith for. What do you have faith for today? Well, let me ask you this question first. Do you have faith? I'm sure there are some that would like to tell me today that they had faith, but their faith has waned. They don't have the faith they used to have because they've seen too many things, they've heard too many things, and they've grown to doubt God. That's a sad place to be today. Perhaps you're there because you haven't been doing the things. Well, I know this is going to open me up to criticism, but maybe you haven't done the things that you need to do so your faith can remain strong. How much time have you spent with God of late? Have you spent more time looking at the things that are happening in and around your life than you have spending time talking to God about those things? Looking into God's Word to see what God's Word has to say about those things? In that prayer relationship that you have with God, you're drawn close to God. When you get close to God, your faith becomes strong. But as you become distant with God, your faith fades away. Today, don't let that be your story. Don't let that be the epitaph of your life. But get close to God today so that your faith can be strong. For in your faith, you'll find all that you have need of in Him. Heavenly Father, right now I pray for those that are doubting, for those whose faith is growing weak. I pray that you will open their eyes, open their ears, open their heart, God, that they might see those things that will cause them to renew their faith in you, hold on to you, put their trust in you, so that they can have hope in you for the things that they're going through. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the stormy sea. For come from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in Father, watch. trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea,
I'm safe evermore.